seed oils, how we know these are the worst food in human history. A repost from Dr. Kiltz's website, drkiltz.com, K-I-L-T-Z, by Liam McAuliffe. My friend R.R. challenged the, quote, seed oils are poison narrative. Here's his quote. What, quote, anecdote proves seed oils are inflammatory? I don't use seed oils and have a low CRP score. I don't eat seed oil and have never had a car crash. Does that prove seed oils cause car crashes? And maybe there are some well-controlled studies showing seed oils cause XXX, but I have yet to see them. 1,000 people saying seed oils are dangerous is useless without evidence. 1,000 people say aliens have kidnapped them, but not one thought to take a photo, of course. I wrote a post here against seed oils that was derivative of Mercola, and I left the link. The following one is more elegant, comprehensive, and is far better referenced. Here is the link to the original. I abridged it for readability. Is vegetable oil bad for you? In a word, yes, but we'd never expect you to take our word for it. Together, we'll follow the science and explore the various ways that vegetable oil harms physical, mental, and environmental health. Popular media and mainstream nutrition ignore and hide most of these negative impacts. It's time to pull back the curtain on this devastating dietary and agricultural trend. Table of contents. What are vegetable oils? Why vegetable oil is bad for you? Fast facts. The Israeli paradox. Cancer. All-cause mortality. Death. Heart disease. Depression and cognitive disorders. Vegetable oil is bad for fertility. Weight gain. What are vegetable oils? Vegetable oils is a somewhat misleading name. In an energy-intensive industrial process, most vegetable oils are extracted from seeds and grains. Popular so-called vegetable oils include soybean, corn, sunflower, safflower, canola, peanut, rice bran oil, grapeseed, cottonseed oil. Though non-existent for most human dietary evolution, vegetable oils are in nearly all processed foods, used as cooking oil at most restaurants, and hidden within processed foods billed as, quote, healthy, including popular alternative oats, almonds, and soy, quote, milk. Why vegetable oil is bad for you? Fast facts. The question, is vegetable oil bad for you, is more important than ever. Here's a rundown of why. Rates of chronic inflammatory disease like heart disease, asthma, cancer, and diabetes have increased by 700% since 1935, and there's a graph. It's a linear increase. This is adapted from Jeff Mnoob's. Today, 6 in 10 Americans have a chronic inflammatory disease. Heart disease is the leading cause of death worldwide. Yet, we are smoking less, drinking less, and exercising more. We're eating more so-called, quote, healthy fruits and vegetables and less red meat. We're consuming more unhealthy fats and have demonized saturated fat and salt. As a replacement for saturated fats from whole food animal sources, vegetable oil now accounts for 20% of our daily calories. And this curve is on a graph here, and it looks like concave curve that's sloping upward into almost a vertical axis. From 1909 to 1999, the per capita consumption of vegetable oils in America and across the globe increased by over 2,000%, and there's a reference. Vegetable oils have been shown to increase the risk of death by 62%. This is a greater effect than heavy drinking or moderate smoking. Worldwide, vegetable oils are a leading driver of deforestation and climate change. Vegetable oils emit more greenhouse gases per kilogram than any other major crop. Vegetable oils account for up to 30% of global agricultural land use, but provide less than 0.01% of our vital micronutrients. If we're following mainstream health guidelines to eliminate saturated fats and eat more plant foods, why are chronic inflammatory diseases surging? What's the single variable increasing alongside the diseases that kill the most people worldwide? vegetable oil. But correlation does not equal causation, so let's explore the science. The Israeli paradox. The Israeli paradox offers an insightful frame for investigating whether vegetable oil is bad for you. Israeli people consume a diet that is almost perfectly aligned with the recommendations of the U.S. nutritional, quote, experts. The Israeli diet is low in total fat and saturated fat, and their intake of PUFA, that's polyunsaturated fatty acid, rich vegetable oils, is higher than in other Western countries. Yet, their rates of cardiovascular disease, type 2 diabetes, and other modern illnesses are on par with the U.S., and their cancer rates, especially among women, are higher. This quandary of a population following dietary recommendations while exhibiting negative health markers has led many researchers to suggest that the high intake of inflammatory omega-6 PUFAs from vegetable oils is to blame. And here's the linoleic acid percentages in various vegetable oils. Safflower, 78%. Grapeseed, 73%. Poppy seed oil, 70%. Sunflower, 68%. Hemp oil, 60%. Corn oil, 60%. 59%. Wheat germ oil, 55%. Corn seed oil, 54%. Soybean, 51%. Walnut, 51%. Sesame, 45%. Rice bran oil, 39%. Pistachio oil, 33%. Peanut, 32%, canola, 21%. I've heard that that's higher, actually, on another reference. Lard, 10%. Olive oil, 10%. Palm oil, 10%. Cocoa butter, 3%. Macadamia oil, 2%. Butter, 2%. Coconut oil, 2%. Most vegetable oils are high in an omega-6 PUFA called linoleic acid, making them a highly inflammatory food. Linoleic acid is a precursor for pro-inflammatory molecule called arachidonic acid. Arachidonic acid is the precursor for a biological pathway that creates over 20 pro-inflammatory eicosanoids. Eicosanoids are molecules that signal the body's immune system to react to perceived damage. They are at the root of many chronic inflammatory diseases. Without a balancing anti-inflammatory influence from omega-3 PUFA, these eicosanoids can trigger increased in chronic inflammation and autoimmune diseases. Autoimmune diseases are characterized by an overreaction of your body's immune system damaging healthy tissues. The following clinical studies support the hypothesis that vegetable oil is bad for you and likely a critical factor in the rise of modern diseases, including cancer, all-cause mortality or death, heart disease, infertility, obesity, mood disorders, including depression and anxiety, neurodegenerative disorders, including Alzheimer's and Parkinson's disease. Cancer. Vegetable and seed oils have been shown to cause oxidative stress, mitochondrial dysfunction, genetic damage. Not coincidentally, these are also critical factors promoting cancer. In a 2009 study, mice with implanted tumors were divided into groups and fed a diet high in numerous fatty acids. The mice fed with linoleic fatty acids demonstrated metastases, the spread of cancer, 4 times higher than the rodent group fed monounsaturated fatty acids, as you will find in olive oil and saturated fatty acids prevalent in red meat. A 2010 study found that mice fed with soybean oil heated in a deep fryer showed 4 times greater cancer metastases than those fed unheated oil. Combining the data from these 2 mouse studies, we can infer that deep-fried vegetable oil may cause 16 times or 1,600% greater cancer growth than healthy saturated fats from animal sources. Another study showed that tumors formed once rats consumed 20% of their fat in the form of linoleic acid. Recall here that vegetable oils now make up 20% of our fat intake and our entire caloric intake. In line with the studies above, a 2010 study on mice showed that increasing intake of corn oil, but not saturated fats, promoted prostate cancer. In the same study, the researchers found that not only did vegetable oil increase the risk of cancer, but a low-fat diet showed no benefits in reducing cancer risk compared to a diet high in saturated fats, but not PUFAs from vegetable oil. For more information on why saturated fat is healthy, there's a link. The classic Los Angeles Veterans Administration study split participants into two groups. One consumed an increased percentage of total fat intake from vegetable oil. For the control group, there was no change in the type or quantity of fat intake, and both groups consumed the same total amount of fat. Alarmingly, but at this point to be expected, the vegetable oil group was 82% more likely to die from cancer. Although the groups were randomly assigned the control or non-vegetable oil group, ended up having twice as many heavy smokers. Yet even with more smokers, this group had significantly fewer deaths from cancer. And we've got the graphs here with the vegetable oil group developing cancer over a 7 or 8 year period, and the control group ending up with about half the cancers. All-cause mortality or death. Researchers separated study participants into two groups in the major 2013 Sydney Diet Heart Study. Like the study above, the total fat intake of both groups was the same. Yet, for one group, the primary type of fat was linoleic acid from vegetable oil and margarine. The other group got most of their fat from butter, oil, and fatty meat. Everything else about the diets and lifestyles of the two groups remained unchanged. Over 7 years of monitoring, the vegetable oil group had a 62% greater all-cause mortality rate. Of all known risk factors, only morbid obesity and smoking are more likely to kill you than vegetable oils. To add more perspective, vegetable oil was shown to be more deadly than a sedentary lifestyle and heavy drinking. Furthermore, heavy smoking increases death by 80%. So if increasing vegetable oil consumption to account for 12% of total calories, as the study did, increases the risk of death by 62%, then every 5% increase in calories from vegetable oils is the risk equivalent of smoking 7 cigarettes daily. This works out to 1 daily teaspoon of vegetable oil, increasing your risk of death equivalent to smoking an additional 2 cigarettes a day. And he put in the study abstract there, so you can read that if you'd like. Heart disease. Another major 2016 randomized controlled trial known as the Minnesota Coronary Experiment found that the participants who increased their intake of corn oil and margarine had 86% more heart attacks. Additionally, the study found that participants 65 and older had a higher risk of death after 4 years. This was another study conducted to explore the dietary dogma that replacing saturated fat from animal sources like butter, tallow, and fatty meats with vegetable oil would lower cholesterol and therefore reduce the risk of heart disease. Interestingly, though the vegetable oil group showed lower cholesterol, they were significantly more likely to die from heart attack. The study authors conclude, quote, "Available evidence from randomized controlled trials shows that replacement of saturated fat in the diet with linoleic acid effectively lowers serum cholesterol, but does not support the hypothesis that this translates to a lower risk of death from coronary heart disease or all causes. Findings from the Minnesota Coronary Experiment add to the growing evidence that incomplete publication has contributed to overestimation of the benefits of replacing saturated fats with vegetable oils rich in linoleic acid." How many people have to die before we can put the anti-saturated fat dogma from the 1960s out to pasture? It's high time that we freely eat the healthy pasture-raised animals that our body have evolved over millennia to thrive on. And we have another graph depicting the cumulative proportion of deaths, and it was vastly higher from corn and margarine than the control group over 1,500 days. In the 2002 MARGARIN study, margarine study, 282 participants with multiple heart attack disease risk factors were randomly selected into two different groups. One consumed margarine high in linoleic acid from vegetable oil. The other ate margarine high in omega-3-rich fish oil. After 2 years, the number of strokes, heart attacks, and cardiovascular deaths was 700% higher in the group consuming high linoleic acid vegetable oil or margarine. And this is shown in a graph where the ones with less vegetable oil had almost no cardiovascular events and deaths, and the other one had probably six times as much stroke, heart attack, and so on. The second one ate more vegetable oil, 157 participants versus 109. The classic rose corn oil trial from 1962 looked at the effects of replacing standard dietary fats from meat, dairy, and fish with corn oil. Though the trial was relatively small with only 54 participants, the results were dramatic. 92% of the participants from the group consuming corn oil experienced an increase in cardiac events. The corn oil group also suffered 364% increased risk of death. These findings from the randomized controlled trials above are borne out in observations comparing omega-6 fatty acid intake from vegetable oils and incidences of heart disease, which is almost a linear effect shown on a graph. And these are seven or eight different studies. Increased risk of death by diet/lifestyle factor is another graph. Severe obesity over 75%, heavy smoking 75%, vegetable oil 60%, physical inactivity 50%, heavy drinking 30%, moderate smoking 30%, and sugar around 15%. Observational studies correlating vegetable oil with heart disease. Only randomized control trials like those detailed above can suggest causality, but there have also been a number of well-done observational studies that add correlative data to the argument that vegetable oil is bad for you. There's one Journal of Nutrition Metabolism called Health Implications of High Dietary Omega-6 Polyunsaturated Fatty Acids. In the above study, researchers stated, quote, "Dietary changes over the past few decades in the intake of omega-6 and PUFA, polyunsaturated fatty acids, show striking increases in the N:6 to N:3 ratio," that's about 15 to 1, "which are associated with greater metabolism of the N-6 PUFA compared with the N-3 PUFA. Coinciding with this increase in the ratio of N-3 PUFAs are increases in chronic inflammatory diseases such as non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, cardiovascular disease, obesity, inflammatory bowel disease, rheumatoid arthritis, and Alzheimer's disease. By increasing the ratio N:3 versus N:6 PUFAs in the Western diet, reductions may be achieved in the incidence of these chronic inflammatory diseases." Here's another one from 2018. "Omega-6 vegetable oils as a driver of coronary heart disease, the oxidized linoleic acid hypothesis." From this 2018 study, researchers found that high LDL is only a dangerous marker of heart health in the context of a diet high in omega-6. They also discovered that heart attack patients have much more linoleic acid in their arteries than healthy patients. There was also a positive correlation between the severity of heart attacks and arterial plaque buildup from omega-6 fatty acids. The researchers concluded, quote, "In summary, numerous lines of evidence show that the omega-6 polyunsaturated fat linoleic acid promotes oxidative stress, oxidized LDL, chronic low-grade inflammation, and atherosclerosis, and is likely a major dietary culprit for causing congenital heart disease, especially when consumed in the form of industrial seed oils commonly referred to as, quote, vegetable oils." Depression and cognitive disorders. And this paper is titled depressive symptoms, omega-6 to omega-3 fatty acids, and inflammation in older adults. In this study, using blood samples from 43 participants, researchers found that 6 individuals who met the criteria for major depressive disorder had higher omega-6 to 3 ratios and higher levels of numerous inflammatory markers than those who did not meet the criteria. The authors concluded, quote, diets with high omega-6 to omega-3 PUFA ratios may enhance the risk for both depression and inflammatory diseases. This is a 2020 study entitled America's Most Widely Consumed Oil Causes Genetic Changes in the Brain. Soybean oil linked to metabolic and neurological changes in mice. That's from 2020. This study showed that consuming soybean oil leads to both weight gain and triggered a genetic dysregulation that can result in higher rates of neurological disorders, including autism and Alzheimer's disease, anxiety, and depression. Researchers also found that consuming soybean oil also reduced levels of oxytocin, the hormone responsible for loving bonds. In other words, soybean oil destroys our ability to love on the level of neurochemicals. Many of the social problems in this country are blamed on a lack of mental health resources. And though it may be true that many people need more psychological help than they have access to, it is equally true that there would likely be far less of a need for mental health resources if we eliminated vegetable oil use on a national level. The study authors conclude, if there's one message I want people to take away, it's this. Reduce consumption of soybean oil. And here's another paper called Canola Oil Linked to Worsened Memory and Learning Ability in Alzheimer's. From this 2017 study, we see that the negative neurological effects of vegetable oils are not confined to soybean oil. In the study, mice fed the human equivalent of 2 tablespoons of canola oil per day showed reduced memory, learning ability, and increased weight gain. Researchers described considerable neuronal damage and the increased formation of beta amyloid plaques associated with Alzheimer's disease. The next study is high dietary omega-6 fatty acids contribute to reduced docosahexaenic acid in the developing brain and inhibited secondary neurite growth. In another animal study using baby pigs, researchers found that feeding subjects 1.2% of calories from a PUFA found in vegetable oil lead to healthy brain development. But when the percentage was boosted to 10.7% of calories, the PUFA compromised neurodevelopment. Let's consider again what Americans consume, an average of 20% PUFA from vegetable oil. What's more, vegetable oil is one of the first ingredients in most baby formulas, and there's a image of the baby formula there with corn syrup and soy protein and high oleic safflower oil and sugar being the top ingredients. 42% corn syrup, liquid Doritos. Then they add iron and seed oils, which is the most toxic combination together, as the iron oxidizes PUFAs to produce carcinogens. Can't get worse than this. There's another paper, Depression and Altered Serum Lipids in Monkeys Consuming a Western Diet. In a study on monkeys fed a, quote, Western diet that included safflower oil, the most depressed monkeys had the highest blood levels of PUFAs. More PUFA means more depression. And there's images of the monkeys. Vegetable oil is bad for fertility. Considering that vegetable oil interferes with gene signaling and causes inflammation, it's not surprising that it may negatively affect fertility. And the paper here is from Endocrinology and Metabolism, the American Physiological Society. Diet during early life defines testicular lipid content and sperm quality in adulthood. A 2020 study looking at the effects of a diet high in vegetable oil, PUFA, on infant mice demonstrated that a high PUFA diet, quote, during early life caused irreversible metabolic remodeling in testes with long-term sperm defects. Mechanistically, our data suggests that HFD promotes a pro-inflammatory state in testes, aggravated by a positive feedback system that favors the accumulation of N6 PUFAs, precursors of inflammatory response signaling molecules. Though the authors framed the study in terms of high fat versus balanced diet, they also found that saturated fat has only a positive effect on fertility and was found to accumulate only in the gonads of fertile animals. That was a quote. Though the goal of the study was to test the long-term fertility effects of high PUFA diet fed in childhood, there is nothing in the study that prevents the same outcome in adults fed a high PUFA diet. Additionally, metabolic science watchdogs Hydatt point out, quote, "There is no reason why the findings of this study apply to males only. High-fat PUFA diets cause PUFA accumulation just as easily in ovaries as it does in testes. In my opinion, the epidemic of infertility among millennials is a corroboration of that hypothesis. The majority of that generation was almost entirely formula-fed, and baby formula has a PUFA composition that is even worse than the high-fat diet in this experiment." The next study is Diet During Early Life Defines Testicular Lipid Content and Sperm Quality in Adulthood. This is a mouse study. So, if PUFA-loaded formula is best avoided and you're introducing your child to solid food, what should infants eat? Dennis and carnivore diet thought leader Kevin Stock observed that, quote, "What kids eat today is incongruent with oral health. Most have cavities. Most have underdeveloped jaws, maxilla and mandibles, crowded teeth, and compromised breathing patterns." Stock cites a recent paper published on new evidence-based dietary guidelines for feeding infants from birth to 24 months old, and there's a link. Guess what it recommends? Yep, meat. Weight gain. Carrying fat on our bodies isn't a bad thing. In fact, it's the way we've evolved to store energy for leaner times. But since PUFAs are unstable, oxidative, and inflammatory, having too much fat made from PUFA lipids is a key factor in numerous diseases. Studies show that PUFA accumulates as body fat very quickly. And here's another study. Dietary lipid profile is a determinant of tissue phospholipid fatty acid composition and rate of weight gain in rats. And that's from the Journal of Nutrition, 1993. In this study on rats, two groups received diets with identical macronutrient ratios of fat, protein, carbs, and calories. They differed only in the source of the fats. The group of rats that got their fat from safflower oil showed a 12.3% increase in total body weight compared to the rats eating traditional fats. So consuming vegetable oil causes weight gain. Another paper is Association of Long-Term Consumption of Repeatedly Heated Mixed Vegetable Oils in Different Doses and Hepatic Toxicity Through Fat Accumulation. In this study, rabbits were divided into three groups. Each group was fed the same foods. The only difference was how much heat the vegetable oil had been subjected to. The first group received unheated vegetable oil. The vegetable oil, the second group was heated once. The third group got vegetable oil that had been repeatedly heated. And there's a graph here that shows significant weight gain caused by heated vegetable oil. It's probably a factor of a third more over 16 weeks. The group consuming the vegetable oil heated only once gained 6% more body weight than the group that consumed unheated vegetable oil. The group that ate the repeatedly heated oil gained an incredible 45% more weight. Though this was an animal study, it is food for thought when considering ordered food fried in a deep fryer. Is vegetable oil bad for you? The bottom line, when considering both randomized control trials using humans and animals, historical evidence, and large-scale observational studies, the totality of the evidence suggests that yes, vegetable oil is bad for you. Vegetable oil has been shown to cause inflammation and disrupt hormone signaling in ways that lead to an increased risk of cancer, all-cause mortality, heart disease, depression, neurodegenerative disorders, including Alzheimer's, dementia, and Parkinson's, impaired fertility, obesity. It's likely there are numerous factors in modern society that contribute to the rise of inflammatory diseases that kill the most people across the globe. However, from the available data regarding lifestyle choices influencing mortality rates, only morbid obesity and heavy smoking are more deadly than vegetable oil consumption. And here's my pitch. Vegetable oils are everywhere, and to survive, you have to know what you are looking at. I hope you've thought this repost was worthwhile. I tried to interview Dr. Kiltz, but he didn't respond to my messaging.